This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And in the studio with us today, we have Brad Irwin and Ben Coleman from the Florida Aviation Network. Morning, gentlemen.
And good morning to you. Actually, yeah, it is still morning. No, it's afternoon.
Well, time is irrelevant. It's an illusion. Lunchtime doubly so.
Well, thank you for having us.
You are most welcome. What exactly does Florida Aviation Network do? Let's start off with a simple question.
We are a group of volunteer folks that have loved aviation and will continue to love aviation. It's in our blood. We have many, many. We started with 300 volunteers. We're up to like, 400. But we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we have many, many hours of aviation safety related videos that we promote primarily through our website, which is FloridaAviationNetwork.com or FAN. If you go on to YouTube, we have a YouTube channel that's very popular. We are recognized and sanctioned by the FAA to provide wings credit for our selected shows that talk more specifically about aviation regulations.
This is a training aid. This isn't just a website to go stare at.
Oh, no. No, yeah. This is stuff that you
this
take
student
away.
Student pilots should be away. Looking at.
We started as the FAA Production Studios in Lakeland, Florida. We have a building there at the Sun and Fun Complex that was the FAA safety building. And it was built primarily for putting on seminars and safety presentations. Obi took his experience, and he was an operations inspector. I'm an airworthiness inspector. And we kind of morphed into the safety program. And we realized with the FAA that you ever heard the term, you attract more bees with honey?
Yep,
absolutely.
We need a lot of bees in this industry, so we're the honey of the FAA. The FAA embraced our concept in Central Florida because of our success with our volunteers, that they modeled the new safety program called the FAST team, FAA Safety Team, basically modeled it after us. Then they started loading the volunteers up across the nation with FAA responsibilities. You're now deputized, Fast Eddie. You can now go out and put on FAA productions if you do it this way, this way, this way. Oh, sorry.
This way.
Well, volunteers are great at doing things their way.
Right.
And they don't like to fall into the government mold of, well, I don't want to do it that way. I'll do it this way. No, you have to do it this way. So we kind of started, diverging at that point.
Right.
We didn't converge, we diverged.
Right.
So I became really more interested in doing aviation safety work than my principal maintenance inspector work with the FAA. And Obi was more into productions than he was being an operations inspector and going out flying with pilots. So Bill Hohenstein was the third component of that, and he was our electrical techie guy. We all retired. And we took the FAA Production Studios and took it off at the FAA. There was nobody else to do. How could you do what we started and have the same impact?
Right.
So we came up, and actually, Obi, it's a project of the National Aviation Safety Foundation, the Florida Aviation Network.
Right.
And we continued our monthly presentations until we just couldn't do it anymore. And now we do a lot on volunteerism. We have in-kind donations. All the equipment that we had in the Florida Aviation, the FAA Production Studios, was redundant, secondary, tossed out, old stuff. But it was in some circles, the production folks with some of your large ABC, NBC, CBS, we're going to say, wow, you guys have done a lot here with nothing.
Right.
And a little bit of ingenuity, some dedication, and you can do that. So we had to exit the FAA Safety Center because we're not FAA anymore. So we have a little production studio in Oviedo, Florida, Gizmo Productions, and we do plane time. We used to do four a year. Now we're up to six a year. And plane time is a maintenance related, because I'm a mechanic, and it's a maintenance related topic every plane time.
I was thinking, are we talking simple maintenance, like what a pilot can do himself, or are we talking more in depth where you're going to have an A&P working with you, or what?
No, it's what you could do, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you might do, and if it goes wrong, this is how it goes wrong, and this is what the results would be. And this is where the FAA really likes to get our civilian positive spin on aviation safety and promoting the FAA. There's a lot of great people working with the FAA. And they mean well, but they're not all but they're not all trained in the art of how to win and influence friends.
Right.
This is what the regulation says. You busted it, you're busted. Send us money, or we'll hold your license for a little while.
So, yeah.
So we kind of soft shoe that a little bit, and the FAA embraces that. So that's the reason they recognize us for the Wings program, 1 hour credit for you watch one of our shows, and at the end we give you a code. You go into the SPANS, the safety program website, FAASafety.gov, and there you have it in front of you, and that they promote our programs and we promote them. So it is a symbiotic relationship. It really is. And we enjoy doing what we do. We have fun. We get a lot accomplished. We save lives. Ask me how many lives we've saved.
Okay. How many lives have you saved?
We've saved to date 1,124 lives.
Okay. How do you come to that number?
Prove me wrong.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
Because whoever's listening to our presentations, if we have one kernel of factual information, knowledge that they impart, then we've done it. And the next time they start going up to power, ooh, I remember what these guys said on plane time the other day, and I might need to rethink what I'm about to do. We just maybe prevented an accident. So
there's no metric.
You know about the liars and the figures?
Oh yeah.
Figures never lie.
Right. But liars can figure.
You betcha. So we have fun doing what we do. We enjoy it. It's a passion. And this is why we are here. We're trying to share that with you. And we're going to flip this around at the end of this discussion. And I'm going to interview you.
That sounds like an interesting.
And maybe you, Fast Eddie.
And maybe
you're going to lower your standards that much, huh?
Well, I don't know if you have anything to say, but we'll find out.
Yeah. Now you're joining forces.
All right, yes, sir.
With this gentleman over here, and you're rolling into something called Aero Television.
That's correct.
We will be coming under the umbrella of Aero Television Network.
Right.
And this is probably the most important thing that we're doing here this year is sharing that information, and the proof's in the pudding. And once you go on to the www.aerotelevision.com website, and you're able to actually start looking at shows, we have a sizzle reel.
I looked at it, the website, and it looks like you're planning on amassing all sorts of media, like movies on down.
Correct.
So it looks like you're going to be a repository for aviation movies and all sorts of.
Well,
media.
It's an entertainment channel. So, you know, think about a Discovery Channel type of content quality for streaming media, but also for a linear output to cable television networks.
Okay.
So we're going to have both. So we're going to do streaming for whomever's interested in streaming. We'll also have other outlets like YouTube, Rumble, those kind of things. Most of those will be shorts or shorter content version to drive you to our streaming media channel or also to a linear cable television channel.
Okay.
And so it's going to be entertainment, it's going to be education, it's going to be news. You know, you've seen a typical streaming channel where you can go on there and you can look at any kind of title you want, whether it's a film, episodic TV, you know, television series or
clickbait
or documentary, things like that. But there's so much more you can do with streaming now than you could in the old days. And so what makes this thing so potentially huge is just the demographics of aviation enthusiasts, and aerospace enthusiasts. So we're doing aviation and aerospace too.
Okay.
So it's and it, space and air. Air and space.
There's so much going on in space right now. I have a bunch of channels that I follow.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible, the speed of technology.
Right.
But you're looking to not only be an entertainment channel, but an education channel. I mean, rolling into the Florida Network videos.
Right.
That's, yeah, you're becoming a resource.
Huge resource. As much content as possible so you never get tired of binge watching Aero Television. So you could never find everything. You just keep looking and keep looking. And the beauty of it is it's not a pay channel exclusively. It's a component of it. But you log on, you put in your email and first name. You don't even need a last name. And then, boom, you have access to everything. It'll be ad-supported and sponsor-supported, but then there'll be also a premium side of the channel for upgraded content and ad-free content. So if you like YouTube, you want to get out of I'm sick of those ads every 30 seconds, so I'm going to pay $2.99 a month, and I can avoid that, plus have access to premium content.
If you're going to put ads in, at least make them, drop them in where they make sense.
Yes, exactly. You
know? Not halfway through the sentence.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And one thing to mention, very pointed, that Pilot Magazine, there's not too many folks that, the older folks recall the beautiful coffee table magazine in the high-end FBOs, high gloss, high quality, high content. It's going to be that quality of a production on the video side of the house, and this is where Brad and his crews did a phenomenal job. And it's about the people. It's not all about the airplanes. It's about the people that operate, maintain, fix, design, rebuild, investigate, all about the people aspects of aviation and aerospace.
Right. So you are also doing your own productions.
Correct. Yeah, so original productions.
Right. Original. That was the word I couldn't come
so
up
we'll
with.
So we'll license and own and a lot of content to get launched with, and then we'll slowly add our own original productions.
Nice.
And we're working with a lot of the people here at EAA, Sean Tucker, you know, John Tennyson, those kind of guys.
There you go.
To create content and bring content to the channel. And so we're also looking for YouTube content, too. Those guys, those content creators, too, to bring it to it as another outlet. The quality ones.
Yeah, you know, and the ones that portray aviation in the proper light.
Correct. Yeah, well, we're the gatekeeper of that. So we'll see what gets out.
Very quickly, AeroTelevision.com.
Yes.
Go look, go learn, go enjoy. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.